We'll switch gears again here and talk with our good buddy Ira Winderman of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. I'm wondering if Ira, and he's doing a great job, he is 2-7, as we like to call him on our show, his nickname, of covering the Miami Heat and for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. You know, you had your roller coaster the last 4 or 5 years covering the Heat when LeBron was here. I wonder if, you know, if you would have traded that for the fiasco and the up and down that the Hurricanes have been going through the last couple of years as well, covering them.
You know, but the crazy thing is, guys, in my business, that's what drives the numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, we get these daily metrics, and Dave Hyde's column after the game on Saturday, sort of calling out the Hurricanes for being in sort of stuck in mud mode,
mm-hmm.
that's what people want. It's you guys know it's crazy. If they were to get something as mundane as winning a coastal division and going to the ACC championship game and being blown out again by FSU, people would go, yawn, whatever, you know, now they're going to the Belk Bowl, who cares? But when you have moments like this, moments of true controversy, fans are fickle. This is what they want. You guys know in the radio game, this has been one of the best days ever for you because of what happened on Saturday. Let's face it. Would you guys have even been mentioning the Canes if they blew out Pitt like they should have? If they said, okay, we're going to be in Shreveport on December 27th, you would be talking nothing but Dolphins.
Yeah, you got a good point. You got a good point.
But at least,
but you know, the funny thing about that, when it's positive, it has to be good positive. It has to be basically championship-level positiveness because
exactly.
we talked about
talking
about the Heat for the last 4 or 5 years.
There's nothing in between with most fans these days because if you don't win a championship, it stinks. There's no appreciation. Look, if the Marlins would have made the playoffs, it would have been awesome. Hey, let's face it, guys. After the drought the Dolphins have been through, wouldn't you guys agree that any playoff berth, even the last wild card spot and no home games would be a heck of a season for the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a part of one in 08. I wanted to ask you. While you were talking, how different is it for you now covering the team without LeBron after having him for 4 years? What's the difference in your daily job?
He can get to his seat easier.
National stuff you did. What's the difference?
I'm going to give you the perfect example. I'm in Washington, and the Heat aren't going to the White House. I mean, that's the thing. I talked to the guys last night in New York. Is how every time they had come to Washington, the first time of a season, it was getting ready for security. It was the whole White House visit. It was a rigorous schedule. It was trying to get practice in. I love what Chris Bosh said. I mean, he said, look, I love being there. I respected the moment. He goes, but it's kind of funny how different it is this year. And it's just been crazy. I mean, I go to shoot arounds and practices, and sometimes there's just two or three writers there. Same thing in New York yesterday before a Knicks game, when usually everyone is digging for a story. It is so much more relaxed. And what it's allowed is this, and you noticed it in the game last night. It's allowing the nice development of players, where Josh McRoberts can be brought along slowly, and a youth program where we can enjoy a guy like James Ennis, instead of people going, oh, no, we need a ready-to-go guy. Why didn't they get a free agent with a mid-level exception? So it's different. It's a lot more relaxed. But, guys, I wouldn't trade the last 4 years for anything because, you know, it's like the difference between traveling with the Beatles or the Stones, you know, and traveling with the Cowsills. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No. The Cowsills? What is that?
Well, I'll let you look it up.
I am looking it up right now. Speaking of that, you mentioned last night and the victory there. A great overall team effort. The only person that played last night that didn't score, I believe, was Napier. But you saw with Dwayne Wade back, and maybe you can explain with him coming back, maybe this created a little bit more of this, a great a spreading of the wealth, if you will, of at least, you know, a few points here and there for everybody getting involved last night.
Yeah, you know, when Pat Riley put this team back together, he put it back together with the thought of how do I build around Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh? And what we had seen for the previous 3 weeks is when you don't have Wade, the pieces don't fit. But it was really interesting last night because we didn't know what Josh McRoberts was. And then you could see he played the entire fourth quarter with Wade and with Bosh and his facilitating how it can make a difference. All of a sudden, you're a little more comfortable playing a James Ennis in minutes like that because when you have the veteranship of Bosh and Wade, you can play a kid out there and he won't totally be lost. And you can also see with Dwayne back as facilitator, you don't have to rely on Mario Chalmers and especially Norris Cole as much. That the whole thing revolves around, okay, we get Dwayne going, we get Chris going, and then every game we pick three players who we're going to best complement and play those guys in the fourth quarter. That's the problem. The problem is Dwayne, you know, already missed 7 games with this. He's probably going to have 1 or 2 more of these. They are totally disjointed when they don't have them. But last night it was like when a football team has all 5 offensive linemen there. You got the running game. You got the pass protection. The Heat was the same. Those 2 guys, Wade and Bosh, are the bedrock of this entire operation.
And people don't get frustrated. Remember last year, Iowa? Everyone was frustrated when Dwayne Wade didn't play. Did the team get frustrated? These young guys get frustrated? Or like you said, it's an opportunity for them.
Yes.
Did you hear us?
There?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm sorry.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's okay. It's a takeover going on. We have some technical difficulties. No, he was asking about the frustration last night. You know, there wasn't any, right?
LeBron James, you could see he was frustrated when Dwayne Wade would be those late – an hour before the game, they take him off the roster.
The whole thing is, and the one thing I appreciate about how they handled this, it wasn't game time decision every night. It was Dwayne has an injury, he's going to miss time. It's not this silliness of the game time decision. And what I like about it also is, unless I'm wrong, there is no thought about Dwayne skipping tonight's game. Because that's what last year was all about, last season. Which game of the back-to-back is Dwayne going to play? Everything was a maintenance program. I'm hoping it goes out there, goes against Bradley Beal. Big game against the Wizards here in Washington tonight. It's a divisional game. They want to stay above 500. They have a 5-game trip coming up. But to me, that's a whole different in the equation. It's not all being pre-planned. If Dwayne is healthy enough coming off last night, he's going to play. And if you caught any of the YouTube video or when Gabriel Union video bombed him talking to Jason Jackson after the game, apparently his woman is going to demand that he plays.
Ira, that's so terrible. I know you hated that because I hated it.
You think Ira hated
it? You know what? I'm going to say this, Channing. If you're going to be whipped, at least be whipped by a movie star, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Mrs. Crowder calling and saying, get your butt in there, Channing. You already took a day off last week. Right. Or my wife saying, where's the damn paycheck every other week? Right. You know what? If Gabriel Union's going to call you out, there are worse fates in life, right?
Come on, 3. Let's go, 3. They can't hold you, 3. Not as deep as that, 3.
He doesn't need extra pressure, Ira. He's just trying to play every game. You don't need all that pressure on him.
You know what? I think there's less pressure when you go home to Gabby Union. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe, but I was amazed that she's the first NBA wife to do a video bomb, right? I mean, am I correct?
You know what? That was pretty cool stuff. And
full
that's
court
what
makes access.
What makes this team fun. Yeah, no one was telling her, excuse me, ma'am, you don't have a credential. You can't go on the court.
I was thinking she should have been arrested. Like everybody else
like
that was right on the court.
If I would have done it, you would have done
and
it.
Tried to assault Dwayne Wade during the interview. Get arrested.
Exactly, and I'm sure if it was up to Spike Lee, she would have. But unlike Spike, she don't act the clown during the game.
Hey, Ira, I ask you every time, the East, what's it looking like? Last time you told me there's a couple tiers and Miami's in that second tier somewhere. How do you see it now?
I see them teetering between second and third tier. I still think by the end of the day, LeBron and Kevin Love and Kyrie will be fine. They will be the elite. They probably will win the conference. I still see Chicago because Tom Thibodeau is a crazy man. He's going to keep the Bulls in the top 2. That's my top tier. My second tier, and I know DeMar DeRozan's out for some time now, and that's a concern, but I still think Toronto and Washington are the second tier in the East just because of their depth of talent. The Wizards might not have Nene tonight, but they have a great power rotation because they have Nene, they have DeJuan Blair, they have Marcin Gortat. They play power ball like no one else in the East. So my somewhere closer to that 5-6 range, just trying to avoid the Bulls or the Cavs in the first round, I think that's where they fall. I don't think they have enough firepower to compete with Chicago and Cleveland for regular season record. I think Toronto and Washington should be the goal, and that's why tonight's important. They already won the first game of the 4-game season series against Washington.
Yep.
It might come down to tiebreakers, guys, and being up 2-0 would help.
What we saw from Dwayne last night, speaking of him and the video bombing wife, superstar wife, what we saw from him last night, we heard, obviously when the Heat were playing without him, he was great in practice, had some very physical practices before, he would put on the suit and sit on the bench. What did you make of what you saw from him last night? Anticipation, ready, hungry to get back into the game, or just, fresh legs, or a combination of all?
What I saw was a player who started 1 of 6, who had to find those legs, and a player who is still the finisher that we could never count out at the end of a game, that he enjoyed being at the Garden, going head-to-head, almost shot-for-shot with Carmelo at the end of a game. And now, guys, what I've got to see is can he back it up? Is that going to be once a week Dwayne Wade because that's not good enough for this team? Or is that going to be two or three times a week Dwayne Wade? The Heat got consistency from Chalmers when Dwayne was out. You know, but they didn't get that great closing kick, give me the ball, get out of my way. I was really curious to see if Dwayne still had it. He had it for one night. I need to see him back it up against Bradley Beal on the road against the Wizards tonight. Then we can start talking about whether Dwayne Wade is, as an all-star is a fair and reasonable comparison at this point. He needs to back it up a little more also. He knows that.
And he showed, too, last night his somewhat calming influence when he got on the court. I mean, Chalmers was having one of those bad Mario type of games.
Yeah.
And Dwayne gets in there and just everything just seems to settle down. Even if he's the one shooting the ball, it's
well,
like,
you know what? And fans should notice when Dwayne's in there, Mario and Norris aren't advancing the ball. Dwayne is like LeBron. I've got it. I'll get us into offense. I'll set the play. And that's why, to me, all the people who are worried, is Mario Chalmers good enough as a starting point guard? Is, as a swing guard, is Norris Cole good enough as a starting point guard? At the end of the day, if you have Dwayne, you have so much more flexibility if one or both of those guys are off their game, and you saw that last night. Now, can you keep him in the 32-minute range, or are you going to have to up his minutes a little more? If Mario wasn't so terrible, including a sequence where he has a turnover, makes a foul on an and-one situation at the end, it would be easier. So what you want to see is Dwayne being back and Mario a little more consistent.
How is the rest of the team as far as injuries are concerned? I mean, I know Birdman's out for a little bit.
Birdman has his high ankle sprain. That's probably a 2 to 3 week injury. Other than that, they're as healthy as they've been. But guys, I got to tell you, there's one thing even I can't figure out, and maybe anyone could tell me because I looked on the side of the milk carton today. Where's Danny Granger?
I was just about to ask.
I mean, we actually ask Eric Spoelstra, is he injured? No, we're just bringing him along slowly. So is he out of the rotation, therefore? No, we're just trying to give him more time to rehab. You know, again, my one question with Danny is this. Is he on the Greg Oden rehab program, or is he on the Michael Beasley banishment program? I don't know which, but I really thought when they got him in the offseason, he would be the extra scorer they needed. And I got to be honest, answers have been hard to come by from Eric Spoelstra. I'm assuming it's still the hamstring. I'm hoping it's not a case because of what they see in workouts and scrimmages and in practices. He's just not the same player. He will need to get something out of Danny Granger.
Should be a lot of fun tonight. Heat at Wizards, 7 p.m. Ira Winderman will be there. And one thing, Channing, he probably does love about, you know, LeBron being gone, is that he gets to get to his seat a little easier now, right? Probably have a seat in between you on each side of the American Airlines Arena and everywhere else too, right?
It's easier to get around. The seats tend to be a little better, not as much national media. Although I find now that I'm wearing my Marcin Gortat mohawk, I pretty much get to go wherever I want anyway. So
that's a thin mohawk, Ira.
You know what? It's six strands, but when you get them straight up, it don't look that bad. Picket fence. I'm running the picket fence up top.
There it is. 2-7, Ira Winderman of South Florida Sun Sentinel joining us here on 560. Have a good one tonight, Ira. Thanks a lot.